Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
By the way, give me a bluff while you're doing this.
Oh, I only got a 17.
Let's see if he notices that you're not acting funny. Nope, he doesn't notice.
Yeah.
Good. That's much better.
Hey, I like this stuff, actually.
Oh, nice. That's 25 hit points back.
All right, last one. This will finish off this cake.
Oh, Billy.
What'd you get?
I failed.
Steven dies.
I die drinking dragon blood.
Okay.
Suck.
How much?
Steven.
I don't know what's the DC after the third.
It's 28.
I need to roll 14 or higher.
That's hilarious and oddly convenient for you.
What?
He blinks out of existence for 3 rounds.
No. Hurry, Steven, hurry.
However, you take 60 points of damage.
60?
60.
You still up?
Yes.
Hurry, Steven.
I look through the room and try to find the key.
Give me a search check.
Oh, too bad it's not me. I can do quick search.
I got a 16.
Okay, you don't find anything of note.
First round. Natural 20.
What's that total?
21.
nope, don't find anything. And then he...
Where'd you go?
What? Hey, no more.
Alright. Does he still have his keychain on him?
Yeah, he does.
How'd I get it without blatantly knocking him out?
Blatantly knock him out. Not sure we have
I don't think I can
now.
Taste anything anymore.
And at least his hit points are down. You might be able to knock
but
him
you'll
out.
You'll notice that the tinges of the
oh, right, his
edges of his beard are actually red now.
Did you go to, like, an elemental plane of fire?
Oh, boy.
You find out he's actually one of those fire...
Oh, I'm going to do something very stupid. I'm going to roll off real quick. I got a 14. Dude, your beard's on fire! I use the flat, well, the flat of my brace of dueling, try to beat his beard out.
he calls your bluff, but go ahead and give me a hit.
Well, I get 3 attacks. I assume he's within
hey,
3.
Hey, he's drunk. Maybe that's.
No, he didn't. Not with his bonuses. Even drunk didn't give him enough.
No, I mean, well, he is drunk, oh, yeah. So he might think.
Yeah. But I'm not dual wielding.
He has an excuse.
Does a 23 hit him?
No.
Good. Does a 33 hit him?
Yes.
And the other one is a 32.
Yes.
I like how you think about that one.
Well, it was plus 4, but minus 1. He's a secondary attack. It's 11 plus 5, 10. So 11 plus 10.
21. You needed 20 to put him down.
Nice.
Smack!
Nice.
Render him unconscious because of the... Dude, he break a hell of a lot of fire.
Yeah.
I have 20 hit points.
That's
you
okay.
Both the same hit points?
Nice.
I grab his keychain.
Okay.
I search him.
Okay, go ahead and give me a search.
A 19?
19? Got a nice breastplate on. He's got an amulet, a ring. He's got a dwarven ergosh. He's got a cape.
Amulet ring. Do I recognize the ring as a something I make a chain shirt out of?
No, it's a fairly common looking ring. He's got some nice looking boots on.
Oh, it's probably not a key, but I got the keys. Oh.
Do you want him to come after you, Steven?
No. But it might be the amulet or the ring, and that's what I'm concerned about, is if I don't get it now...
You never get it again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a gold purse.
I'm not gonna rob him. I'm taking amulet and the ring, as well.
Well. You run out of the place smoking, and both of them are like...
I bring my unused gallon with me.
You are pretty sure your internal organs are goo at this point.
Yes.
Magic was the only thing holding them together.
Yes. You'd be dead if not for your resistance.
Yep. Okay. So I come back to the group. Here's his keys, but I don't know if it's a key, so here's his amulet and his ring. Whichever one it isn't, we return, okay? Because I've had too many people come after me. And holy cow, my gut hurts.
Steven? It's time to pee fire.
Oh.
It's time to pee fire.
I might need healing while I pee. Can you hold it for me?
I think we can help have time with that.
Let's watch him show you what I get out of it.
Wait, let's see.
Okay. That card doesn't make sense. Frozen. Okay, you will take 20 points of damage, and everyone around you has to make will saves.
Well, I assume I leave to go pee.
No, you don't. You don't make it that far.
So I gotta go.
27.
I am now at zero.
27. Will save is
23.
24.
23.
Okay.
Wait, is this an enchantment effect?
No, it's a terrifying display.
I draw my pants and start peeking up. Literally, there's a fireball.
Into this then.
Here, you guys literally see him piss fire.
Oh!
Ooh, that can't. That can't be good.
Little Richard is damaged.
Resistance to fire. So. Well, it has been 7 minutes.
Yes.
No, 7D minutes.
No, it would not have been 7D minutes.
So...
Little Richard has still 20. Sustained damage.
So I took no effective damage.
It's not minus 20, it's minus 12.
No, it's 20.
It's 20?
Yes, resistance to energy is 10, but at 7th level, it's 20.
Oh, okay.
The absorption was
20. It's 12 per level you absorb.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Ah, this stuff is amazing, but it hurts.
You might the shop get...
What the hell?
I don't think it's supposed to be black.
No, I dropped my pants, thankfully.
Remind me to introduce you to some elven alcohol. It's a little safer.
Oh, now do you see what I mean? I think I need some healing.
As Dick's all hanging out.
After I finish, I pull my pants.
There's a hole in the floor.
I dropped him before it happened.
Give me a reflex.
29.
Okay, yeah, you did drop your pants.
See, I gotta go.
Oh, we're all standing around you in a circle. What's happening?
Dude, is this dick spinning fire? Our dick is spinning fire! Yeah, have you ever heard of this Dick Tracy? He's so epic he pees fire!
So, there's this.
Yummy.
Anyone else want some more?
Oh, okay. No, that's...
It's a dessert.
Okay, that's whipped cream. Okay, sorry. I thought that wasn't whipped cream. I thought that was just fruit. It had been left there for a while.
And mold.
I was like,
mold.
Wah.
You heal 60.
Oh, thank you!
I actually do touch you. Is that better?
Yes!
It's black.
Not anymore after she touched it. She did, too.
To wipe the soot off.
Okay, so I don't know what this is, which one of these is the key, but now we gotta go try to get the golem.
Yes, now we have to move.
Yes, we must hurry. Now we have to go find the door.
Alright.
Woo! Let's go find the door that we don't know where it is or what
it
is.
It's in one of the labs. How many labs are there?
Let's get William real fast. Then we can head into the...
Get William?
Who?
He's the member of the guild.
Mm-hmm. You killed this guy, you all.
He's a disguise master.
In order to see through any of his disguises, they will need a 30.
Sweet. I used my hat of disguise to bonus it while we're going in.
Dispels when you walk in.
Oh. After we walk in.
Yeah.
Well, if he's that good, sure. I'll let him disguise me.
Yeah. I can't disguise myself.
Move the hair back, change... See, if you sweep it this way, it actually changes your personality from... just a normal frumpy haircut to kind of a dashing... Oh, you're in a hurry, sorry.
Oh, the glorious things I could deal with you if I had another hour. Oh!
What do I look like?
What's your bonus, I'm curious?
22.
Oh,
he rolled an 8?
Yeah.
You know what, I'm going to Benny that just because I want to.
He rolled
same thing.
Wow.
I have a plus 14 to it.
Yeah, I give a Benny too.
Same. It has been one day.
I've dictated it's 30.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we sure that dice isn't weighted?
No, this is the one that usually crits on you.
I use several of the critical failure deck cards.
Anyway. Well, you guys will walk in.
Oh, those crit hits, that's right.
Mm-hmm. There are 12 labs.
F. How do we find an invisible door?
We walk through it.
We have an elf. Wait, what does me being an elf have to do with anything here?
Thank you.
He detects hidden doors.
That way, please.
All right. I think Ricardo's going crazy.
What?
Wait.
Hidden doors. That's what elves
lab
do.
Lab number two.
Okay.
Really?
Lab number two.
Yes.
Let's find out what
lab plus two to find hidden doors.
You have one dedicated to each school, and you've got a couple miscellaneous ones left over.
This one's mine.
Let's try the miscellaneous ones first.
I assume I didn't run into any,
It might be hidden in plain sight. In your door.
Random
in your lab.
Rooms. Just with a thing in it.
Not that you've ever been in.
Alright, well, let's go to lab number two.
Lab number two? A, B, okay.
Is there a class in there?
Yes, there is.
We won't do lab number two right now.
The ones that currently have labs in it are 2, 4, 5... 7, 8, 9, 11, and 12.
Let's go to lab number one.
Lab number one. You're in the abjuration lab.
Hello, gal with the...
She's transmutation.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's transmutation.
Is there anyone in here?
No. As I said, I listed off who all had people in.
Search and get some assistance. I'm going to try to spot.
Search.
I got 31.
I do not assist.
I got a 20. Then
20. The only thing you really find is a locked cabinet with a bunch of abjuration potions in it.
Okay.
I got a 30 on my own search check.
Same thing you found, but you also found a drawer that had that you think is a teacher's, and you find a false bottom and it has a flask of gin.
I put the gin back, because I know the teacher needs it. No, I put the gin back, I reach into my pocket, pull out my own private stash of alcohol, and put it in there, too.
Awesome!
It's the gin with fire. This is a mage, so the gin, the mage drinks it, and...
Huh. Okay.
Can I see anything with 31?
Could you hand me the PHB, please?
Do they have, like, chalkboards and stuff,
yeah.
or... Let's go in. Okay, do they have a door drawn on the chalkboard? Okay, there it is.
Yes. I'm gonna, like, touch all the chalkboard and be like, yeah.
Chalkboard. Yeah, it's a chalkboard.
Yeah.
You actually rub your nails across it.
Sorry. No, you go, I'm like,
I don't see
I
what
think
the
I lost
big
my
deal.
Hearing in the drinking contest.
I don't see what the big deal is about that noise.
It doesn't bother me too greatly.
Anyways, do I see anything with 31?
You!
No.
With the sensitive ears, I would hate it.
Alright, the next one that doesn't have a class in it.
Number three.
The divination one.
Natural 20.
32.
Once again, you find the potions, the scrolls. In addition, you find, of course, you find dozens of crystal balls.
Oh, I start poking things with the
cane. Like, grab
some
of the random potions.
I start poking things with the cane.
You lose small scorch marks.
Oh.
No. Thirsty.
Oh, well.
With a 32...
We're not supposed to leave evidence!
With a 32, you will find that one of the cabinets has a false back. It leads kind of into secret passageways.
Ooh.
Mm. Keep that in mind. I don't
yes.
think that's it.
I don't think
Welcome
we...
back.
It has to be in plain sight.
Technically, a cabinet
Keep
is
in mind
in
those
sight.
Were rumors.
That too. Next one.
I got 25 a spot. We'll notice.
Nothing really.
Next one.
Next class.
Okay.
Next blood without a class.
That was 9.
I got a 36 in the spot.
Natural 20
again. Natural 20 again.
I got a natural 20 as well.
All right.
Sweet.
Zephyria, you walk into your lab.
Where's my lab? I work here.
Really?
You got to look around. There is a secret door that... at one of the backs of the cabinets, much like the one in the divination area.
Sweet.
I didn't know this.
You guys don't really find anything of note.
Got 36 on spot.
Next one.
Okay, 11 and 12 were the last ones.
I thought 12 had a class in it.
You said
12. Yeah, he did say 12 had a class in it.
Okay, so 11 then.
I got 19 on notice.
26?
26, okay. In this one, which is basically just a miscellaneous lab that they use alchemy for, you'll notice that actually on the door rim are runes,
Ooh.
Or magic runes that are written in.
Mm.
And these definitely look like teleportation runes.
Maybe that's a plain sight door.
Must be.
The door is a door.
It is a door.
The portal is a door.
What are my glasses?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
It's read magic.
Teleport to secret vault. Do not enter. It is a health hazard.
All right, health hazard, let's go.
We have to find the golem, don't we?
The golem is on the other side.
Yeah, he's on the other side.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, on the other side of the portal, on the other side of the golem is the door.
We have to use magic device, I take it. Or he can do something.
I walk through the door?
No, it does require use. It does require a command.
All right, I will use magic device.
Activate blindly.
I said the word. Bird is the word. Bird.
Or mom start to kind of light up, and you're like, wait, more
30
things that rhyme with that.
Oh.
Doctor Veronicto.
Okay, well,
you,
time to
course.
I hop through.
Right,
do you have any extra dimensional spaces on you?
No.
Okay.
We left
check,
all the bags at home.
Check the floor right where you land.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me draw out where you land.
I yell at you before you go. I'm like, check the floor.
Okay.
End up in the head guildmaster's office.
The headmaster. Hi, bitch. You're gonna get owned.
I'm not a bitch.
You will.
Slice.
Swirly.
No.
Swirly.
Swirly always indicates magic.
Swirly!
I am magical.
Actually, I was going to say, I was thinking more of giving you a swirly. It'd be kind of funny.
The toilet is magical.
It's to the elemental plane of water. That's very refreshing toilet water.
Although at the same time, water elementals hate you.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, a little one comes through.
You summon a water elemental. It pops through and it's yellow. What are you? I'm the pee elemental. What, you got a problem with that? Everybody's outside? Come on, let's go.
Like, no, yeah, you're touching me.
Yeah, what kind
do
you want?
Huge.
Like
the biggest
it.
I got.
I like wood
eggs.
Well, it's in a different area, so I don't have it right now.
You have the wolfie.
Yeah, no, that's plenty sized.
Oh, okay.
He's right. Huge, so.
Wow, that wasn't much. Okay.
All right, hold on. Who jumped in after him?
No one yet. I was trying to get
you. We all sat there like, you. okay.
I come right back through. Don't go in. Well, you two go in first anyway.
All right. So everyone get in the Congo.
Why?
Because there's a thing. It's a big. Probably golem, he didn't say.
Did you realize there's lots of traps in there? If we set off three of them, we can get
out. No, the traps aren't inside the vault. The golem's outside the vault.
Yeah, the golem and then the traps.
The golem's literally right on the other side.
It's the portal, then the golem, then the door, then the traps.
Yeah, you're remembering correctly, because he has the final key.
Okay.
For the easy way.
All right, well...
Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't traps.
Yes.
Yeah, there could be traps.
I just figured he's the first trap.
That was what Galatha said, which was, of course, all rumor.
Okay, you ready for this?
All right, do you guys want buffs or no?
Shoot, we should have bought adamantite stuff.
We walk in there. Answer these riddles three.
All right, you two go in first, then you and I follow.
Sure.
Then you two come behind.
Would you like haste before you go?
They came from behind.
Crash.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You might want to maybe... Do you have any strength spells?
Cool.
Maybe
I was
one of them with it?
I was getting ready to catch it because this thing was sliding off my fork. I was ready to catch it, but it just fell.
Wait. Hey, Bear's endurance full strength. Was that 10 minutes per level?
No.
One minute per level. I need a 26 strength.
No, you don't. You just want it.
I'd like a 26. Give it to her. Just let her smash things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, haste and let's go. No, you refuse to haste? What?
Should we go
fire?
Should we go ahead and roll the
Yes.
Oh, by the way, while they're hasting, I activate my dancing shield.
Is that the only one?
Oh, no. Whoa, too much noise, dude.
What other bless
maybe or prayer?
I have bless, prayer, bear's endurance.
Breast.
Breast prayer. Shield of faith.
Pray to the breasts.
Oh, okay. Great tits.
bless and prayer would be nice, I guess.
Yes, bless and prayer.
But let's not waste time.
What does shield of faith do?
That's plus two to the AC.
It's a faith bonus to your something.
Deflection.
It's a deflection.
Did you ever get an object to replace the chalice with?
Nope.
We did buy that fabricate.
I made a point of saying, I don't have the money to buy a fabricate. I was just suggesting we buy one.
Oh, okay.
And it would require a craft check, which...
No one has.
We are replacing it. It's kind of this crude...
It's a crayon drawing. They don't notice.
No, I drew it with calligraphy.
Okay.
Maybe we should do something like a nice drawing of it just to
we calligraphy. Go.
Ten.
Draw. Write down. This is the chalice.
I got a 29.
Hey, nice.
Even.
Oh, initiative.
So you drew it really nicely.
I got 8.
I wrote it really.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
Alec.
You wrote 22. It very nicely.
Tyler.
I got a 7.
A 7, okay.
11.
Ryan.
10.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to roll for the golem's initiative because he's holding.
Alec, you go first.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Who's this?
Oh, she's Ryan's...
Mini, just in case
Ryan's,
we brought someone for this.
What is it, mine?
Golem's invisible.
You don't see a golem.
35?
We've got the feeling that there's something invisible here, though.
There's something really
what
big.
What did you actually get?
35.
You're 5 off from actually pinpointing it.
Is it
doing anything?
Nope.
Just standing.
Then you can't pinpoint.
Especially since they don't have to breathe.
But if it attacks, it goes
uninvisible. Unless it's a pertinent spell, then it needs a 20 to pinpoint it.
I will full defensive. No, I will free five with my hasted action.
Where?
You can't free five with pinpointing move.
You use your hasted
action. You move through the portal.
Is that my entire movement? Or could I move one side of the portal to let other people through?
You still have a move and a standard because you're hasted.
Okay, well then I will move to the side of the portal, and then I will go full defensive.
Wow, from 22 we go to 11.
Amanda.
Oh, you're also a 10, Jessica?
Yeah. I rolled a 2.
Give me a nose check.
You are definitely 10 up then.
Which is in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I ended up being able to marble his.
5.
Huh. Obviously he was smoking crack.
You could have been imagining things.
Except he's an undead. So we know it wasn't an illusion.
Oh, can he say that to me?
Talking is free action. Unless you start monologuing. Absolutely.
She just sees me standing there with my shield floating up me, holding my sword in a defensive position. There's something in here with us. Remember, Ryan did just make a point of saying my elven sense is superior to yours.
Ooh, he just dissed the dragon. You gotta take that? Punch her in the face!
Maybe the golem will side with you.
Jessica or Ryan, who's higher?
Jessica.
Whoa, you're so high.
I'm hungover. Man, stop beating your husband in public.
Do it at home. Rule of thumb.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Right, I'm just gonna start buffing myself so there's no one else asked for buffs.
Okay.
So you're buffing yourself. Bless and prayer would be nice.
Yeah,
you are in other and just a different realm right now, so I cannot bless or pray you unless I get in there.
Yeah, as you told me to move through too.
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah, you did. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He told you.
I'm sorry for listening to Steven. My brain went, okay, voice from over there. It's obviously Jessica, since she's the
one. I'm the go person.
Yeah, I stabbed
Steven.
Wait, what about Ryan?
Oh, Ryan.
What about?
Do you want to go?
Yeah. Let them fight for a couple rounds, get its hit points down.
Hey, it's those two. They can take it.
Not really.
Step in, and while I'm going through the portal, since I've never done this before, I draw my sword, my weapons, as I go through a teleportation. See, they're going, ooh, trippy. Where's the golem?
Give me a notice check.
22.
You get the feeling that there's something invisible in here.
Doesn't change my question.
Okay.
Where's the golem? I will
move here.
Is there a door here?
And
can we see?
That is the door.
That is the door.
The wall?
It is a door that is approximately 50 feet across and about 80 feet high.
Andre? I swing my Morning Star at the square right in front of me, so that one.
Whoosh.
It is worth something.
Okay.
Because he's probably in the same order.
Tyler.
Going defensive isn't going to matter for me.
I'm
going to
laugh if he's like
right here. I'm going to laugh if he's right here.
Yeah, right behind you. Then he would.
He wouldn't fit.
Give me a nose check.
Oh, I guess he's huge, isn't he?
Yes.
23.
He takes 3.
You get the feeling that there's right something here, invisible in here.
No, he takes 3x3.
Oh.
I am not invisible.
Aha!
It'd be funny if he had true invisibility, or true seeing, or whatever.
Alright, well, he will go ahead and activate.
Oh, he didn't move very far.
Nope, he free five.
In that corner, since it
was. Oh, God!
This one?
Yeah. It's either that one or the other one, and there's more people over there than others over there.
Whirlwind!
Whirlwind? Oh.
You should have moved to the other one.
To be able to see the target.
It's fine.
Or know they're there, I suppose.
He does.
True seeing?
No. Tremor sense.
Cheater.
Whirlwind! He will hit you, Tyler.
What?
Andre, you make one attack.
Oh, okay, so that's 18 plus
22.
40.
So 30.
30.
18 plus
22
is
40.
No, it's
30.
He
didn't hit me.
50, 50. No.
Now, if you silence him, he can't use that.
Unfortunately, he's immune to magic. But that means I also then can't use all of my dual-wielding abilities, because I have to say it when I use...
Actually, I can't silence him because I have Star Wars and Tower where I can silence an object on him or an object around.
He's gone.
All right, so there's 7 plus 6 is 13 plus 25 is 38.
You see this huge iron dwarf who's got the big beard and an angry face.
Oh, God.
And he's wielding actually this giant axe.
Wait, what was the crafter's name?
Did you write it down?
Yeah, she did.
It was...
I was cooking at the time.
It was Prissy Beard or something. I don't remember.
Prissy Beard?
Prissy Beard?
There wasn't a name for the crafter.
Yeah, you never gave us one. You just referred to him as the dwarf.
No, his nickname Golem. Was Golem.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
His nickname was mm-hmm. Golem.
There was a different dwarf that had a name.
Okay, so
yeah,
that means
that was
he
the
will
Shigurdy.
Go. Yeah, that means he'll basically go on 6.
Don't attack him yet. Let me say something.
Alec, top of the round.
Hold action. Or not.
What?
Why were you telling me to hold action, Steven?
Because I might be able to talk to him, because I don't think he's brainless.
Hurwind.
Did he actually say something, or just see?
No, I'm just being facetious.
Yes, but the thing is to use Whirlwind, you have 13 intelligence.
Unless, you know, he's special. By the way, that's metagaming.
No, what I'm doing is I'm taking the fact that I know he was trying to craft a golem who is intelligent and applying it to here.
And one of the rumors was that he turned himself into a golem.
So, I mean, the worst I can do is go, oh, great crafter, and if he looks...
Whirlwind!
Well, here's one other thing. Did you ever inform me of any of this? No, but I did say, oh, wait! Oh, Billy!
You should wait, Billy, so no one replied.
I said, oh, wait, comma, oh, Billy.
Yes.
You managed to catch my attention this once.
Amanda.
Wait.
I give him the freaky, like, what are you going to do, Stan?
Does Steven go before the golem?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Everyone goes before the golem.
Okay.
I go on defensive.
Okay, you're going full defensive, increasing your AC by 2.
Oh, goody.
Which, when he has a plus 22 to hit.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
I thought he went by 4.
Yay, 27 to hit me.
No.
Oh.
That's
20.
You, yeah. Okay, Jessica.
I continue buffing myself.
Ryan.
No one else wanted it.
I'm still here.
Asports!
There's nothing you can give to me, though.
Where are you? You're not on that.
They're on your side.
You
can
give me the strength one, I guess.
No.
I don't know how many of those you have.
You took it. I said I only had one.
Oh, okay. See, well, I don't... Then there's nothing you can give me other than Breath and Prayer, which you'll give when you get in there.
Breath and Prayer.
Wait, you can only get one, though. You can't get Bless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not mind affecting.
I can get...
There's one you can't get.
Bard Song.
That's Bard Song.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jessica buffs herself, you...
Other golem was immune to elemental damage.
If you're going to go in, I suggest tumbling, just in case.
I suppose I'll go ahead and just tumble in, then.
Tumble, 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 tumble.
Give me an attack.
Sorry, Steven.
Wait,
he wasn't there.
What's FTR?
15.
Can you damage it, Ryan?
I can if I crit.
Then
you can't crit.
It.
Exactly.
So no. So
ha!
Don't even bother rolling. Well, I guess natural ones.
Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Yes.
Are you Gollum, the great crafter of many fine arts of golems?
Who is once a dwarf?
Who is once a dwarf? Maybe a dragon. Does his frumpy face change at all?
It's iron, dude!
Well, I'm going to hold till just before. If he starts swinging, then we'll attack.
You basically interrupt. You're holding to interrupt. Tyler.
Ow.
Hey, if you don't move, technically he can't sense you.
Yes, he can.
Really?
As long as she's touching the ground. Now, if you were flying.
Just fly on yourself. Because I know you're heavy, right?
Heal.
Sure.
I have a potion of fly.
I knew what was coming. Oh, he picked up the dice again.
Two ones and two twos.
Wow.
No, did not. Yeah.
Okay.
You have plus one.
No.
No.
I wish it worked like that. Yeah.
He reaches up. He's about to activate a rune.
He's not being aggressive yet.
He activates the rune. He is now hasted.
Attack.
Okay, you're going to attack?
Well, he's... Is he speaking back?
Give me both initiative.
Got a 10.
He will go on 8.
20.
Okay, Alec, you get to react.
Oh, if you want
to. She went on full defensive.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. I will rage.
He was holding.
He was holding, not full defensive.
That was the turn before, though.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
And we're
still hit with a 40.
I figured we could hopefully go before a golem.
Wait, did you stay full defensive, though? Because you were supposed to go before him.
She, on her turn, said, I would like to go full defensive.
Yeah.
So she took her turn, increasing her AC. These guys were holding their turns.
Okay. Yes. So yes, she did go before the golem.
Alec did full defensive the turn before.
Yes. I thought Amanda did too.
No, she didn't.
And then just didn't go this turn. That's fine.
34.
Yes.
You guys might be picking me up off the floor.
15?
No.
Okay.
Not by a long shot.
I hit once.
Okay.
I didn't think he'd have whirlwind. Wouldn't do anything on him. I didn't roll it, so that doesn't matter.
Whirlwind.
And considering my AC is absolutely horrible, he has to roll natural one not to hit me.
Two. That's pretty much everybody.
He has to roll something less than a 2.
Yeah, 38 points of damage.
If he's got a plus 20.
So 23.
27.
Tong! You kip him.
Does the electricity affect this guy?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
And what is his DR?
15.
Can you hurt him?
Let's see. 8 plus 6
is 14. 14
plus 2 is 16.
You can do 1 point of damage to him.
If I roll max, if I hit. Yes. That's my offhand.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to move out of his range then.
How full defensive?
Like that?
And I'll cast Bear's Endurance on myself.
As you leave, he'll take his attack opportunity on you.
I suppose I'll full defensive order.
29?
It's an after one check.
That will be 11, and Tyler went on full defensive. Going, please don't hit me, please don't hit me, please don't hit me! That's 36.
36?
36.
Oh, Billy!
Well, then he whirlwinds on those four. Hold on. 1, 2, 3... 1, 2, 3.
He has to choose.
The bard or the ranger? Wait.
Neither one of us can affect him.
He hits you guys.
Yeah, I figured. Sure?
My plus 4 to AC might help.
Yeah, we really need to invest in adamantium.
Alright, so there's 12 plus 25 is 37.
Doesn't do anything.
37.
Yikes,
it's a lot faster now.
Let's do his other action.
He hasted this turn.
Oh. 70. He's given us 70.
How much damage did he do now?
37.
37 plus
3. He hasn't gotten me to half health yet.
Back through the portal?
That's 75.
Top of the round, Alec.
I will be going this turn.
Okay. I figured.
Okay.
Going through the portal might be a wise idea.
Yep. Alright, when you're in full defensive, you take a minus 4 to all attacks and plus 2 dodge.
Wait, as in, you said escaping?
Yes.
Well, the thing is when you look at it, if he gets to do this twice in a round, Zephyria's going down fast, he's going down fast. The only hope you have is if you... The only hope is if you two can take him down, and right now he's taking 23 points of damage.
29?
No.
Okay. Well, that was my entire turn.
Free five?
Yes.
Bye.
Does he take it? Can he take an attack?
Bomb? Not on a free five.
Oh, I'm just out of the range.
By the way, once I step through the portal, I let my rage cool off.
Something wrong.
I point at the large gashes.
Amanda,
on my body.
You're next.
I guess I'm one.
He will take the attack.
The other one alive. I said superior one, or she went invisible. So I hope she's still alive.
36. 75 plus 36?
It's 111.
That's exactly my HP.
You're so you fall out at 0 hit points.
They could have had this watch on.
No. 10, Jessica. ooh, temporary hit points.
You're the end.
Do you have adamantium fist yet?
I will never have it. Sadly. My turn?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So far, the two tanks have run back out here.
Oh, let me do this. I'm dead. At zero, so I'm like... There's dead, almost dead dragon on the floor. Heartburn?
No, just mucus. When I cough a lot, it hurts my chest.
I will go on hold, see if the others follow.
Ryan?
I have 20 hit points left.
Steven! Pray he doesn't have combat reflexes?
Tumble.
I don't have it.
Oh.
What?
Pray he doesn't have combat reflexes?
Rangers don't get tumble.
Rangers don't get tumble?
That's right.
No.
That's Rangers ridiculous.
I understand why barbarians don't get tumble.
Yeah.
I don't want to roll!
That's why we get damage reduction.
That makes sense.
What's your choice, Steven? Stay here and get beaten to death for sure, or pray he doesn't have combat reflexes?
Well, I don't think I can diplomatize him, due to the fact he's mindless, but he has a 13 intelligence.
Could just be ignoring you.
I haven't attacked him, so if he is intelligent, I might be able to reason with him. Same time, I'm pretty sure Zephyria is here, considering I just heard a spell go off.
Oh, let me sing a great story about how much healing is awesome!
Zephyria, let me know when you get out.
Zephyria, your turn!
Okay, so you're not moving. Okay.
Not until you get out.
You see a little rope.
You guys have to pull it up. He cannot get in there.
I don't want to punch him in here.
He can't.
I don't want any voodoo punching in here.
Alright, Steven.
He doesn't have combat reflexes.
You going for it?
Yeah.
Good luck, you had. We're C.
I saw... Let me explain it this way. She went invisible. I heard a spell. Then I saw a little rope dangling in the air that got pulled up into nothingness. Now I'm familiar.
So did she just create an extra-dimensional space with an extra-dimensional space?
No. Nope. Yeah. Well, no, this is a plane. No, this would be part of an extra-dimensional space, wouldn't it?
We went through a portal.
If this is a pocket dimension,
I might just done something fun. Who knows?
We're like, Galatha, we need your help again. Yeah.
It wasn't our fault. She did it to herself. Hopefully at least it does an explosion and kills the golem with it.
No, that would be ridiculous.
You realize when you destroy an extra-dimensional space, everything within is either destroyed or shunted to different planes.
This extra-dimensional space has survived other extra-dimensional spaces coming into it.
True.
This is pretty entertaining.
This is indeed an extra-dimensional space.
Okay, well...
Did we hear an explosion?
Did anyone else have a bag of holding with them?
No.
Not on me.
We left them for that reason.
No one was bringing the bag of holding. You were talking about to carry anything back with you?
No, I was talking about bringing the bag of holding to carry them in it to the door of the thing if we're going to go buy all
the
things.
Well, anyways, two things. There's a bag of holding in here.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Why? Because
it's on me. Two, I'll open this.
Okay, well then.
That's the noise you make.
What?
You walked into an extra-dimensional space with a bag of holding.
Okay. Well, that happened actually first then. Before I got invisible.
Okay, so before... everyone rewind back to the beginning then.
It's a fairy walking.
And disappeared?
Yeah. So how are we going to get past the golem, guys?
Everyone out!
I am out.
Do we have silence and invisibility?
Well, what I...
Yes.
Saying,
no.
Amanda?
Yes?
This happened prior to any of us taking damage or anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, presumably, the moment we saw C disappear, we were like... Fuck. I'd probably have backed out at that point.
Healer's gone. Everybody leaves.
She's not the healer.
Yes, she... Go.
She's an off-healer.
An off-healer.
We have two off-healers.
If we can get silence... and invisibility, we can send him in to get the key with the other keys, and he can use them on the door.
Silence won't work on him.
Tyler, can you roll 3d6 for me?
It won't work on him. It won't work.
It'll work on the area around him.
Am I the only one concerned about what just happened to C?
She'll make it out. She's been to hell and back. Literally.
Yeah, because we pulled her out.
We can go pull her out again if necessary.
Six.
So are you
one
in the,
six?
Are you in the plane of stuff now?
Roll percentile dice.
Or a D100?
Amanda does have a D100.
Alright, right here.
You gonna borrow two of mine?
Are those yours?
Yes, I'm at zero. Here. I don't need to keep track.
You're not at zero anymore.
I have six.
Nice.
Plus,
basically, you guys have one round
of superstitious
hit points back.
All game was just
okay, so I'm at 37. But that doesn't matter, considering I didn't get hit that last round.
You got hit the first round.
Yeah, it's the first round that
you
we all got.
You said we got one round of hit points back.
So basically his second whirlwind attack never happened.
Yeah.
How much points was that?
35 was the second attack.
It was 37. 37.
And then 38
was
the first
that's right.
One.
39 was the first one.
38.
Oh, okay, then I meant one less hit point than I thought I was.
Ugh! So, again, I'm ready to push the past the golem.
Oh, by the way, this one was yours. The shiny blue and gold one. That's yours.
Sweet.
I just took it because I...
Well, what can you tell me of this golem?
It's big,
this
and it can all listen at the same time.
I found it on the shelf behind me.
Kind of like Captain Seven's fire.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Exactly.
And it looks like a dwarf.
This is huge instead of medium, though.
16.
Let's see something fun with 16. You wound up with good luck. It means it's not bad.
16. Alright, Tyler. You can't breathe right now. You think you're inside a bag of holding.
The air's already gone?
Okay, no, you're breathing a little while.
What's in here?
Looking around, you can see some treasure, a statue.
Light.
Okay, there's a statue floating over there. There's a portrait of an opulently dressed man with a goatee. There's a bag of... There's some gold that's floating over there.
My poor pocket dimension is gone.
There's a dagger floating over there. There's a... evil tome floating over there that's snarling.
You're in an adventurer's so bag of holding.
Dagger where?
Yeah, there's just a dagger kind of floating. It's in an extra dimensional space.
What else was there?
Evil tome.
Evil tome, painting, statue, gold.
Steal the gold.
I wouldn't have anywhere to keep it.
Dude, you don't have pockets at all?
How much gold can I fit in my pockets?
A handful, which would probably be, 50, maybe. You can get a pocket.
Put it between your boobs. You can get like 10.
I walk down the hall, find some mage. Look at him, can you cast silence?
Yes, who the hell are you?
I'm security. If you have to ask questions, you obviously aren't well informed. I grab the ghoul. Silence him. This is a field test.
Give me an intimidate.
I wait 10 minutes till I suffocate.
21.
Silence.
We walk back.
Alright, so you wait 8 minutes. When you see a great light. And this giant hand reaching down.
Do you bite it?
I reach out and poke it.
It begins kind of grasping around inside. Bap! Bap! As it pokes you on the head.
Ow!
D6 plus 1!
Well, you're now what? Finite sized? So it's D1 plus 1?
It should be the same size.
But comparatively to him.
Yes, comparatively doesn't mean anything. He still does D6.
Oh my god. Alright.
It just probably means it's the same percentage.
Your job?
Well, of course, I'm in a giant's bag of holding or something. What am I rolling?
Damage?
Oh. Okay.
You can't miss. And you're not critting on a finger. I refuse to allow it. You create a hangnail!
Over.
Stab.
Who is it?
There is a halfling dangling from you.
Light? Light. That's the word. Who are you?
You comprehend limited.
Say again.
My good lord. It made a tiefling.
Comprehend language. Where am I? And what is it?
The evil tome? You begin to look around, there's a dwarven cleric next to him, a human fighter, and an elven mage, all also kind of looking at you fairly funny.
Hey, it's the most stereotypical party ever!
Evil Tom didn't make me. Carrying a bag of holding into an extra-dimensional space made me.
The mage goes,
Well, let me guess, comprehend language proficiency?
No, you're speaking Tongan.
Oh my god, you speak my language.
Hi.
What's up?
How much?
Awkward.
The exit's that way if you want to start walking.
Right. Where is this?
Tonga. Well, actually the border of Runmore.
Go this way now.
I'm not gonna join them. Plus one.
Yeah, you guys need to bark.
I think people would be pissed.
I come looking for you. You down here having a party? Ugh.
Well, I suppose the only thing that's left. It depends if I want to sit out for the rest of the session. Although I might be doing that anyways. So why the fuck not? I'll wait till you guys contact me.
Okay.
So
were you in a bar?
Sure!
I'm down 17.
You will find out that you are currently traveling with a group of level 3 people.
Awesome! This will be entertaining.
Goblin. Gag!
That's not work magic.
Stick, bud. Wow, you must be a
Rogue.
I don't know.
Alright, you're full health before we send you in there.
Okay.
Oh, they're so cute!
Get in there.
Alright.
Here's all the things I think might be the keys. So you can try them while you're in there.
Those two things?
No, the keys, the ring, and the amulet.
I have also Divine Favor you and Visibility you.
Okay.
Divine Favor pretty much gives you plus one to everything.
I'll stick the stick in my
for
backpack.
A minute.
Make sure
rounds.
It's like wrapped or something. Wrap it up in cloth or something. Stick it in.
I tie a rope to it. So.
Okay. I guess that'll be handy.
If no one's holding it, it's not activated.
Oh, okay.
Someone's just touching living. Well, living.
Organic.
Organic, yeah.
So, you walk on in.
Pop in there. Okay. Does it look like it sees me?
What's going on?
He's cleaning his
weapon.
Does
he have something on him?
He's cleaning the blood off of the weapon.
I figured. Does he have anything, like, on his waists or anything like that?
No.
It's the axe.
Yeah, I bet it is the axe.
I'm gonna laugh, it's the goal. You have to push him into the door. It's this nice outline.
Are there any holes on the door?
Yes. There are three slots. One directly behind him, one in the center of this one, one in the center of this one. This one over here has a faint impression of a book.
Damn it, it's a spell book.
This one over here has the faint impression of a beard.
It's his beard.
Okay, well, part of it is.
And then over here is, of course, the slot for a very, very big weapon.
Okay.
You gotta walk up there with his face and...
Okay, well, Hardway
it's
it is.
It's detachable.
The security leader's face.
Yeah, security leader's beard. He has to walk up there with his beard. How do they do they magically put a beard on him to replace his so it's the same?
That's a very good question. Let's just get back to work instead of wondering about this. So, let's find our way to the warehouse. I think you explained the situation to us on Tyler, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay.
On Tyler, Ryan. We'll explain the situation.
Okay. All right, we must explain as one.
All right, guess we're going to a warehouse.
How many hours has it been since I had the drinking this thing with the dwarf?
Technically, we could go...
Probably about two or three.
We could collect that, and
so
then...
he'd probably be conscious by
now.
Yeah,
no, he's still... Or he's conscious by now.
I will...
Okay.
Because you're running out, I, like, drop the stuff in front of the door.
I think it might be best if you stay behind at this point.
So, Tyler, as you're sitting there, they're a very pleasant adventuring party.
She can't stealth.
I can't.
We put her in a bag of holding, pull her right at the door.
I'll be a personal typling. Non-asshole.
Good to meet you.
Laugh about that.
You know, with you here, this dungeon went a lot faster.
Unfortunately, you also got less EXP.
That's like
the ogre at the end wasn't nearly as much of a challenge as we thought it'd be.
Ogre, I was like, really?
And ogre?
Ooh, I got an idea. Everyone, stand back. Windy whispers. Hit me. Because it's like, what was it? 10d6 plus, like, absurdity because of my class, too.
Yeah, you're more than likely going to get the 27, which is the standard ogre.
Do you burst out laugh after it kills itself?
that was worth a club to the face.
Alright, so we have a couple of things we have to do now. One, find the warehouse.
Well, you want to come back to town? We got some stuff to sell.
Two, find our tiefling, the other one. Three, sleep and heal. Four, invest in adamantium.
Yeah, good luck getting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andre's universe.
Okay, so why don't we just find the warehouse, scout it out,
and you obviously see why dwarves have no problems making golems. Oh, adamantium? I can get that.
Okay, so,
Help me!
But we find the warehouse and at least scout it out for now.
Okay.
How do we find just a random warehouse?
We can ask the student where the Golem warehouse is. Steven might know.
Galpin might know.
Hey, Steven, you know what you're good at?
Looking good?
being smexy?
Well, welcome to Runmore. Your name's Sephiria?
Just call me C.
Alright, C. This is Talik the Halfling. Borjan the Human Fighter, he's Siren. Elfway the Elf Mage. And then Grunk the Dwarven Cleric. Welcome to Runmore. They show you dirty peasant hobbles.
You guys are from a small town, aren't you?
Hey, it's got a population of 800.
Live in a city in the sky.
Awesome! You're a bard, right? You gave us plus one earlier. Tell us.
I will tell them a story.
The epic stories.
Of thieves fighting against the oppressive government.
Give me a performance.
And the evil blood lotus?
And the evil blood lotus that actually works for the government as assassins.
Well, he does that. I'm gonna go over to Galatha's office.
We lost the...
No, I'm gonna do this properly here.
I'm going to avoid the conversation now.
Is she there?
Yeah, she's there. Hold on.
She walked into an extra dimensional space with the extra dimensional space.
33. Can we come with you?
You'll have to find your way up there. I'm certain you'll think of something. Oh, by the way, be careful though. You have to not look like adventurers when you go up there.
Of course. An evil, oppressive government would be against adventurers.
Of course they are.
Sad if a group of level 3 adventurers find their way into New Hope and try and overthrow the government. They get past they get to the first set of guards. The guard looks at them and goes like, "Really?"
They get off the dock over the guards. "You guys suck."
Push him in the water. Never see him again.
Grab him, walk over. "So do you." Drop.
The average guard in New Hope is more badass than these guys.
Okay, well. They will go to town and they will begin devising a way to get to New Hope.
No.
I'll let them devise and wait for my party to actually come and get me.
Alright, so.
Go to her office.
Oh, hi, you're.
I'm Dick. This is Dragon's Breath. I recommend having resistance to fire on.
I don't drink that.
No.
It's really good. What are you doing here?
Well, first of all, I was going to offer you some of this.
What the hell happened to you? Awesome.
Second off, I need to ask you, where is a Golem warehouse?
Oh, yes, you are one of Sephiria's friends. Come in. I'd fathom a guess, but I'd guess it's in the warehouse district.
Well, that's great, but which one is it? Do you know?
No, it's not as though they exactly...
Okay, so we do it at the Harvard, but that's fine. Secondly, did you know Sephiria's an idiot?
What now?
She walked into an extra-dimensional space with a bag of holding on.
Okay, I can't blame you guys, though.
So, we have a way to go get her if she's still on this plane. The question is, if she's still in existence. Can you just track her, or find her, or scry, or whatever?
It's not as though I haven't done this before. Okay. Sure. She pulls out a scroll. I'll keep in stock of these.
Hey, for once we're not being blamed.
Sephiria's bracelet.
She's in a tavern.
She's in a tavern with some stereotypical adventurers. With a bartender, a shady guy in the corner. I think she's in stereotype.
Do you have two
magic missile?
The cockroach goes.
Do you have two teleports handy? If not, then I can go get somebody else. We can do that.
Galtha appears next to you.
Hi.
I go with her just because I can.
She doesn't bring you.
Okay.
Aww. You grab onto something.
Honey.
What?
Really? And they're like, the adventurers are like, awesome!
I assumed it was teleporting us somewhere else, not directly into the plane. And then we walk through the door and we go through it.
It's okay. Wisdom must be your dump stat. Alright, let's go. Take us with you! Who are these guys?
Oh, they're the adventurers wanting to overthrow the oppressive government that I told them about.
Alright, sure.
So I'm sitting in Gala's office, lining a chair, talking to one of her boy toys, and suddenly this room gets really full of a lot of people. Who the heck are they?
They are public advocates.
Oh, I give them each one.
Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.